Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is in a bad spot right now. First, because he's found out that the jewels they took out of Mr. Devereaux's safety deposit box were not stolen from Mrs. Barrington after all. And second, because Mrs. Barrington turned the picture of Lum, which he sent her, over to the police. She thought it was a picture of the jewel thief Lum mentioned in his letter. As we look in on the little community today, we find that Abner has reopened the Jot'em Down store. Cedric is just entering. Listen.
Well, come in, Cedric. Come in.
Oh, is the store open today, Mr. Abner?
Why, sure, it is.
Well, how about the bank? Is it open, too?
Oh, yeah. Everything's open.
Well, whereabouts is my money I put in the bank?
Why, over there in the safe.
Oh, good. Can I draw it out?
Why, yeah, I reckon so, if you want it, Cedric.
Oh, well, if I can get it, I don't believe I want it. Luke Spears has been telling me he thought the bank had went busted. Said he bet I wouldn't get my money.
Well, now, where do you reckon he got such an idea as that in his head?
Well, I don't know. You've been closed up for 3 or 4 days around here, and nobody ain't seen you. Luke figured you and Mr. Lum had taken all the money and left town. That's what he said.
No. We's right here in town all the time. Don't say nothing about it, Cedric, but we was hiding out.
Hiding out?
Yeah.
What was you hiding from?
Oh, well, it was Lum's idea. He's got it in his head that the police is looking for him.
Police?
Yeah, we found some diamonds in a box that a feller by the name of Devereaux left here in the bank for safekeeping, and we figured that they were stole jewels.
Oh, yes, Mom, I heard about that.
Well, fact is, Lum thought they stole from a woman up in Kansas City, a Mrs. J. Simpson Barrington, I believe her name was. And Lum read her letter and asked her about it and put a picture of himself in the letter.
Oh, that's the woman he was telling me about being in love with. Said he was going to marry her.
Yeah. I know he's talking it around. Thought he's in love with her and never had even saw her.
Well, he was telling me he was going to marry and retire himself because she was rich.
Yeah, well, he's changed his mind about all that now. She thought that picture he put in there of himself was a picture the feller stole some diamonds and turned it over to the police and told them to be on the lookout for him. So now, natural, Lum thinks the police is after him.
Well, maybe they are, too.
Yeah, maybe so. But he can't just spend the rest of his life hiding out. Oh, he's thought about it so much, he just got himself the same as in the penitentiary right now.
Well, he ain't done nothing wrong, though, has he, Mr. Abner?
Well, no, not nothing exactly wrong, Cedric, but it does look bad. See, that feller Devereaux sent after that box that he left here, and we had the diamonds out of it. Was aiming on taking them back to Miss Barrington. And now that we found out they ain't hers, why, Lum's just afeard that Mr. Devereaux will have him arrested for stealing.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you never breathe that to a soul, old Cedric.
Oh, Mom, I won't. Cross my heart.
And Lum figures that if that Mr. Devereaux looks in the box and finds out the diamonds is gone, why, he's liable to come back down here looking for him, packing firearms.
I hope I ain't in here when he comes.
Oh, well, I ain't scared. I don't think. Don't believe he'd just come in here and start shooting without asking some questions, surely. We got the diamonds right here for him if we knowed where he's at.
Well, ain't Mr. Lum going to work down here at the store no more?
I don't know. I sort of doubt it, Cedric. He was talking last night about running away from home and joining the Fern Legion.
Well, for goodness sakes, what's the Fern Legion?
Well, that's what he called it. I don't know exactly what it is myself. Some sort of a legion, I reckon. Fern Legion's all I know he called it. It's sort of an army of some kind, I think, off summers. In Africa, I believe he said it was. Someplace, anyway, where they go when they want to forget things.
Have to go clean to Africa to forget something?
I reckon so.
I can forget right here in Pine Ridge. All us forgetting something.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yonder Lum's coming yonder now.
Was that Mr. Lum?
Why, sure.
Well, he's sure growed himself a crop of whiskers in the last few days, ain't he?
Oh, them just glued on there, Cedric. That's part of that old Santa Claus outfit he uses over at the schoolhouse every year. He thinks he's fooling somebody.
Why, sure. Everybody knows it ain't Christmas.
Oh, well, he ain't trying to look like Santa Claus. He's just trying to disguise himself to where he don't look like himself, I reckon.
Well, I can tell that's him first I can see him.
Yeah, but, of course, he don't look like that picture of himself that he sent that Miss Barrington she gave to the police. That's the main reason he disguised him.
Yeah, but I'd know him any first.
I tell you, Cedric, let's have some fun out of it.
Fun out of it?
Yeah, let's let on like we don't know him.
Yes, ma'am.
It'll just tickle him plumb to death if he thinks he's fooled us. I'll make him admit it before it's over, though. You watch me. All right, mind out your ear. I don't let on now, Cedric.
No, I won't.
Well, come in, sir. Come in.
Yeah, morning, morning.
You're a stranger around here, ain't you?
Huh? Oh, yeah. First time I was ever in this town.
Well.
What's the name of it?
Pine Ridge.
Well, I do know. Right cute name for a little town.
Yeah. Whereabouts are you from?
Well, don't tell it around, but I'm a city feller from New York.
New York? Well, that's a cute name for a town. Yes, it is. What kind of business are you in?
What kind of business?
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
Oh, gold mining, mostly. Sell 14-carat solid gold, the only thing I fool with.
Well, where's your mine located at?
I told you once, New York City.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Abner Peabody is my name.
Lewis is my name, Mr. Lewis.
Lewis? Well, I used to know a Lewis over at Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill?
Yeah.
Well, that ain't me.
Oh, no. He was a little bitty short fella, little fella.
Oh, well, I know it ain't me then.
Yeah, well, shake hands with Mr. Weehunt here.
Yeah, pleased to make your acquaintance, Mr. Weehunt.
Howdy. This is fun, ain't it?
Are you going to be here long, Mr. Lewis?
I don't know. Just sort of sloshing around like water in a barrel. Got tired of that city life up there. I've always wanted to see what country people is like.
Well, all me, I can show you some of the biggest country jakes lives in this town you ever seen.
You can, huh?
Yeah, one fella in particular. I used to have a partner here in the store, Lum Edwards. Now, if you want to see somebody backwoodsy, you ought to seen him.
He's awful ignorant.
You keep out of this.
Yes, ma'am.
What was the gentleman's name again?
Why, Columbus Edwards is his full name, but we call him Lum.
That ain't his name, no such a thing, and you know it. He changed it to Lum.
How do you know?
Well, I know. I've heard of it. Columbus. Anybody that name a youngin' that ought to be shot.
Well, what are you getting so riled up about, Mr. Lewis?
Well, I just don't like the name. I know the feller named that once, and his partner promised him by all that was good and bad that he'd never call him that as long as he lived.
I said I wouldn't call him Columbus to his face.
Mr. Weehunt, don't you never mention that to a soul. I don't think Mr. Edwards would like for anybody to know that was his name.
No, I ain't going to say nothing.
Some varmints you can't trust to keep a secret no more.
Well, I never thought about you getting mad about it, Mr. Lewis.
Just let it go. This Lum Edwards you're talking about, I understand he's a pretty nice feller.
Oh, I don't know that I'd go so far as to say that.
He ain't here no more. He joined the American Legion and went to Africa.
Fine Legion, Cedric. Fine.
I've heard that he's an awful nice feller, though. Big business typhoon. He's well thought of there in New York, I know that.
Yeah, well, you could think well of him at Pearl. He'd be all right if he didn't steal so bad.
Steal?
Yeah, that's the reason he left the country, stole a batch of diamonds.
I wouldn't say such as that about somebody less than I knowed for sure.
Well, the diamonds is right over there in that safe to prove it. He stole them out of a box that was left here. Oh, I've known for years that he'd steal. Or two, we've been partners here in the store. No telling how much stuff he's carried out of this store, and I never knowed nothing about it.
Carried stuff out of the store?
Now, wait a minute, here comes Grandpappy Spears.
I don't care who's coming in. I ain't going to stand
well,
here.
Well, come in, Grandpa.
Yeah, howdy. How are you today, Abner?
Oh, just fine.
How are you, Lum?
Oh, all right, I reckon, Grandpa. What was that you said about Mr. Edwards carrying stuff out of the... wait a minute here. How'd you know who I was, Grandpa?
How did I know? Oh, them whiskers. Yeah, they do change you up a little, Lum. Believe they'll be coming to you. Here, though, here's a telegram that come down there at Dick Huddleston's store for you.
Telegram?
Yeah, they said I better bring it right over. It might be something important.
Well, thank you, Grandpa. Hi, Granny, I want to talk to you, Abner, quick as I get done reading this.
Well, now, we was just joshing along. We knowed who you was.
That don't make no difference. Hi, Granny, you've done went too far with... Wait a minute here. Oh, my goodness. Listen to this.
Huh?
L. Edwards, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Sack of jewels missing from box. Will be in Pine Ridge tomorrow to see you, 3 o'clock. Be there. Signed, Devereaux.